Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning, good morning. Good day, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time of your day it is, it's always good to understand who we are. If we don't understand who we are and what we're capable of, for Pete's sakes, we might as well be an animal living on the streets. Yeah, animal, there you are out there, you animal. Today, am I really going to talk about this subject? What women need from a man. That may not even interest you, but maybe it does. It seems to me that there's a big sign of divorce out there that says somebody lost at love, that we need to switch up. We need to make the world a better place, make the world full of love. How could we do that? First off, we can do that by learning to love ourselves, to appreciate the value that we are. What is the value that we are? Excuse me. What women need from a man. What is needed by women? What makes a lady a lady? What makes a man a man? And foremost, what is very important to the relationship survival? And you may be pleasantly surprised. By the way, it's climactic. It is climactic. You're going to climax over this one. You really are, because, you know, that's something you've been wanting to do since you were a little kid. You were always looking for the climax moments. You were always going for the gusto, as they would call it. You were always seeking the win. Nobody likes to lose. Loser? No, nobody wants to be known as the loser. We want to be the winner in everything we do. But if we don't know what women need from a man, because the man is the one who penetrates the world. Let's just say that. Men, I watch you do it all the time. You're not always too pleasant about doing it. It's how you're built. You go upward and onward, and if you're going there, you can run right over the top of people. Shoot them down to get where you want to go for that climax, that climactic moment. You will step on someone without even realizing it because it's the way you're built. You are built with something we women don't have, but sometimes we might want that. I'm just calling it out like it is. We are the ones that birth the babies. I was thinking about, okay, when a baby is born, there's a moment in time that is so pure. At that moment, the baby is birthed. There's a pure moment. There's evidence of taking place before the baby is born. It's pretty obvious to the whole world that somebody had sex before a baby comes to life. But that moment that the baby is born, there is a new value in life. Before the baby is born, the baby is like a parasite to a mother's body. The baby isn't making it on its own. The baby is draining the mother for life, to get life. So it's at that very moment that the baby is born, that the baby is of value. And everything is manifest. Now that baby comes out as pure love and honesty. There is no faking it that there's not a baby on the way. You can hide it all you want because you might be embarrassed because you're pregnant, especially if you're an unwed mother. Well, what are those unwed fathers? The guys going upward and onward that'll walk right out? What's up with that? It's just one example. Oops. Oh, for a moment of pleasure. Well, that lifetime, maybe it doesn't matter enough. Maybe there's not enough money to take care of the baby. So we all have to get better at knowing what women need from a man. And we can talk about what the men need too, but let me talk about women first, because you guys like a girl behind you, especially if she's hot looking. The younger the better. You don't want an old nag on your arm, let's face it. You want someone really cute. Honestly, you do. Hey, that's forces of nature. We love art. We love beauty, right? And in our science system, the younger we are, men and women, you know, I don't use the other word, singular. It's an ugly word because we can do that to our guy. But you know what? Only if he is going whoa to us are we the whoa man, okay? Now, I'm going to explain that. Ladies, we need a guy who's moving forward in his life. If he suddenly drops whatever he was doing to move forward in his life, where we felt protected, provided for, we check out. We are over him. Because he suddenly took away what it was that we could count on. Now, we ladies can make our own living. But if we decide that we want a guy in our life, we're counting on him being of value too. So when he removes a value that he brought into the relationship and hasn't replaced it with something of equal value already before he does it, he's like one of the furthest people from our mind right now. Because we need protection. By nature, we are the weakest of the two in our species. Men generally are larger, stronger physically, able to take down someone in a battle. But ladies, we can learn to defend ourselves. We can learn actually just to protect ourselves, I'll say it that way. There are art forms that we can use our energy to protect us. But back in the day and in our primitive days, the male was the one who was the strong one, who provided for the tribe, and the ladies did the second part of life. The men went out and got the meat, and the ladies worked with whatever they brought home. They made all kinds of things out of that so they could survive, but we don't live like we did years ago, but we're still played by that. So guys, don't let us down by pretending to be something you're not, because then we go, L is not just loser, L is liar. Ladies, we don't want to do anything like that to the guys either. Don't pretend to be some slender-looking thing on a social media, leading a guy on, even taking money from him, whatever you do, and then dump him because you're not who you claimed you were. You're breaking a lot of hearts. That's a liar, and it makes you a loser. It works both ways. None of you go pretending on social media, because that social media is an amazing place for people to get together worldwide and exchange values, not be destructive. There's enough problems out there that are destructive to us through our natural laws that we don't need to be dishonest in our dealings with people. If you're one of them, just let it go. Stop doing it today, right now. It's okay. What women need from a man, what we need is a guy who is happy in his life. And where does he get his happiness? By creating values. He's not happy just following work responsibilities either. Ladies, you're not. You get bored when you have to sit around and do the same thing every day. We check out. We may be present at our job, but our mind is somewhere else. And our work may reflect it because it may not be as good. We're not the animals that sniff booties to survive in life. We aren't ruled by that cycle that other animals are. Yes, we do procreate based on the cycle, but it doesn't run us over every month. Guys, I know it somehow does play on you. I get that. I see that. It's like, oh boy, there you are. In my face again. But I want you in my face every day. I want you to be the kind of guy. This is what we women want. We want you to be the kind of guy that goes to work and loves what he does. Creating values. Can't wait to go to work, really. Can't wait to get home either. Goes to work, loves what he does all day, comes home excited because of what he created during the day. Not just produced something, he created. He used his mind because that's what we can all do, each of us, men and women. Ladies and gentlemen, sweet perfume and leather jackets. We can use our mind to become more every single day and throughout the day. It's amazing. That's what makes us different. Makes us so special. You are special. Let me make that known. You're very special because you can think and act. But what makes you less special is when you just act without thinking. You react. Yes, you will be drawn to something of beauty. Of course. Of course. Women need a guy who's happy at what he does, knowing that he's moving forward, knowing that he's sailing ahead, makes us feel protected. If you remove that protection from us, for us, we become frightened. We're not sure. We go into like a survival mode and don't watch our claws come out. You don't want that. We have to protect ourselves, and if we have children, them too. And if you remove your support of providing for the family, we don't know what to do with you. You're not the hunter anymore that we were used to back in the primitive days. That's still within our DNA code. It's very difficult. You can't just sit around and talk about what you're going to do. You've got to walk a walk. If your ship hasn't come in of what you're playing with in your spare time, you've got to continue having a job that brings in money. And if you're using us to make that happen too, you better make sure we're paid for the effort we do, that you're not skimming off the top of it, because then you're our boss. And we really don't like that. Paid for our performance if we work for you. So that we still feel independent of you, not tethered to you. Because then we don't look forward to seeing you at the end of the day. Because you've been attached to us all day long in everything we do. It's very damaging. There's a 21st century business system that's going to blow our minds because it's so effective and it requires the use of these brilliant minds of us to make it happen. And everybody that's within those business systems, those structures, using the system, will be compensated for their real element. That's for both of us. The ability to use our mind in marketing, to gain, more because of the value that's been created and produced. It won't be like we are paid today. A minimum wage, a salary. By the way, a salary is attached to the minimum wage. As long as there's a great minimum wage, I mean a really lousy minimum wage, set by Congress, which it is, of another form of control. As long as that minimum wage is out there, that ties into salaries even. And so we feel good when we have a bigger salary because we're not that minimum wage person. We can grow up an ego as well. And you may not even work as hard as the people that do the real work, but you can grow your ego doing little to nothing because you're above that minimum wage because you got a title and the others below you do the work. If you come home and you tell us about what others did in the company to make it work, we hear it. And then we understand you're just riding on the efforts of the others. We're smart enough to understand how business works, every one of us. But we haven't figured out how we work because we don't talk about it. It might be something that would have to do with the three-letter word that most people don't talk about. We use the word gender instead of male and female. Oh, that's the sex. No, we're gender. This is gender-based. This is whatever. Okay? There's the sex of mammals. And the sex is male and female. We each have these powerful brains that we can think and create. We can think harder, create something better. We can think even harder. We can think harder, harder, harder before we even try to create. And the creation will be even better. Ladies need a guy who's driven upward and onward in everything he does. A happy man, the one who uses his mind at work because he knows that's where he feels his best. She needs to be doing the same at whatever she's doing so she feels her best. But if the man she fell in love with has power over her more than just when they're together as a couple, because he does, yes, you do. You think the ladies have all the power and control. No, you're the one that is a penetrator. You need to understand this so you can see what might be going wrong with you in your relationships and knowing what a woman needs. I said woman. If she doesn't get what she needs from you, she will be saying, whoa, man. If you stop doing what it was that brings you happiness, or if you keep doing something that brings you unhappiness in your work each day, you're an unhappy camper coming home to her. If she's doing the same thing, she's an unhappy camper coming home to you. Now, how much happiness can the two of you share if you spend all your waking hours unhappy, producing values, instead of being creators, which is your nature? You're not going to be happy. A lady needs a man moving upward and onward at what he does in his work so that he can come home happy because he used his mind at work. If you're not doing that, you need to be thinking about a job that does that for you. You'll have greater success. What makes a lady, she's special. Let me tell you why. A lady, and by the way, a lot of this that I'm talking about is directly from the works of author Mark Hamilton. He produces books. He has a group of mentors who talk about his books 7 days a week. They'll help you understand what you buy. And they'll explain it to you according to the books, but I take it out in a different way. Now, author Mark Hamilton shares that, guys, that's who you are. You're upward and onward. You're happy going there. You love it when you're going that way at work, and you can bring that on home, that love for what you love to do, home to your lady, and life is pretty sweet. And ladies, you take the world in. It's the way we're built. we take in the stray cats, the neighbor kids, our friends who aren't making it, our husband's friends who aren't making it. We feel bad for them too, and we draw them into our lives. We are the ones that are built taking in. It is the way it is. That means we get penetrated. And we have to value the guy that we take in. He has to have values as high as ours, or he's a dirty dog in our mind. And soon he becomes that physically too. We don't want to even be around him anymore because he was the one who is the larger of the sex, who we can count on trust. So we ladies, we have what Mark Hamilton calls a dual essence. We are just as capable as a guy of thinking and acting rationally towards the benefit of ourselves, creating something of value and getting it to the world through a market. We can do that just like a guy can. It makes us equal. But additionally, we ladies feel so much, and guys feel their emotions through us often. If we become emotionless because the guy is kind of motionless, he doesn't get to feel like he used to feel, and he knows that something's missing. We can't fake it. You can't fake that till you make it. So if a guy's going forward, upward and onward at what he does to get his happiness, we can easily get behind him and the values that he's creating that make him happy. We can easily do that, but when he quits creating those values, we don't have anything to help him go upward and onward, to continue that lift. And that becomes real obvious too. That's right. No lift, no fun, no hun. That's the way it goes. So ladies, we can be in a career just like a guy. We're bored when we're just doing routine, just like a guy. We can put value into the home and to our children. And we need recognized for those values while the guy goes out and tells us what he does. But if he's not doing anything too exciting, he can't bring that home, and we can't get excited with him. Pretty soon the house might not be as clean. Too unhappy, bored producers will yield an unhappy relationship. Two people separated during their value creation time come back together, and boy, do they celebrate. But neither one of them can write off the efforts of the other and have the right kind of relationship. You each have to be putting something in, and you need to discuss what it is, and you need to stay there because you each have a base of power for happiness. Without a base that allows you to create happiness, it's a pretty miserable place. We can become jealous of the one that has the ability to create values. We can let the jealousy turn to envy, where we'd actually hurt that person. But there's one thing for certain. If you have a family business, you've got to make sure that everything is lined out so that all the responsibilities that the one person does tie to their pay, and they know that, that it's consistent, that there's no, oh, I didn't do so good this month, so you got to give up yours. No, that's like a thief stealing jewels in the night. There won't be any crowning going on the next night, or the next night, or the next night. Ladies need a man moving upward and onward in what he does, bringing happiness through his thinking and rational actions. Then we can support you, and you'll go further and further because you love the support of a lady who's behind you in what you do. When you fail, you lose that support. She withdraws. It happens. There's nothing to give you anymore. To give you those feelings that you get to feel through her Guys, you feel your emotions through us, ladies. We get that. Ladies, we can't fake it. It's either there or it's not. They're either moving forward or they're not. And by nature, we need them to be moving forward. But if they lose their job, we still need to be behind them so that they feel good. If they walk from a job, well, then that was their choice. And we can't necessarily support that. I know that because it happened within a month and a couple days of me marrying the guy that I was proud of for what he did. I suddenly was the only breadwinner. He quit his job. Now, that didn't make sense. Here was my birthday. Here was the guy who quit his job. Here, wow, happy birthday and happy first month anniversary, basically. It hurts. It's scary. It's not a place that anyone wants to be. Now, he went out and he found something else to do. But I can tell you how I felt at that moment. I didn't plan to support him. I planned to work together with him. We had values together already besides our job. We had big plans, and suddenly the plans were gone. We women have the dual essence of being able to create values on our own to bring us happiness, and we can create values for the home and the family that bring us happiness. We're blessed. We get double happiness. A guy... Well, you can do that, but you just don't have the same ability to feel like a woman feels, and you know that. So, guys, that's what we need from a man. Don't let us down, because you won't be going up. That's the way it is. It's very important for relationship survival that each of you have something that you can get happiness from somewhere. If it's not your job, you need it in your spare time. Kissy face isn't going to last long in your spare time if one or the other doesn't have something that's bringing them happiness each day. You got to give up a little time together in your evening and on your weekend to build your base of happiness so that your relationship survives. I'll be talking about this in Tampa, Florida over the New Year's Eve weekend. The event is only $125. And only 100 people will get to come. You'll find out what it is. You understand this at a deeper level, to have those deeper, richer feelings in life, each of you. Your relationship can take a great jump. I recommend that if you're a couple, that you both be there. It's very important. You've got to get out of the survival mode into the thriving in life. And you can learn more by calling 314-448-1462. That's 314-448-1462. You can learn plenty here, but it's not the same as hanging out with other people that want to go upward and onward in life and plan to make the world a better place. We people bring all the values to life. We're very special, but if we're not being creative, we ain't all that. This is climactic. You will have a better relationship because you will value each other like the jewel that you can be. I appreciate you being with me again today. I appreciate that I had a vacation last week. It felt so good. And I came back bigger and better, stronger than ever. And I want that for you too. Everyday people, a non-ruling class, make the world go round. Don't let it be the one you love.